Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Okay, Ben, thank you. Ben Kentish, our Westminster correspondent outside Congress House in central London with the news, not shocking, but worth marking, that Rebecca Long-Bailey has the backing of the Union Unite in the Labour leadership race. Coverage continues, of course, here on LBC, as does the trial of President Trump in the US Senate. Reporting live, our US correspondent Simon Marks.
Soundproofed studio this end, Eddie. Members of the Senate are now gathering for the third and final day of the Democrats' opening arguments, but suddenly there has been potential new drama injected into Donald Trump's impeachment trial. ABC News says that it has reviewed an audio tape recorded at a private dinner that President Trump hosted in April 2018 with Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. They are associates of the president's private lawyer Rudy Giuliani, two men who were working on Mr. Giuliani's behalf to get the government of Ukraine to dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden. One of them appears to have recorded the dinner table conversation, and in it, the president can be heard giving Mr. Fruman and Mr. Parnas instructions to get rid of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. The audio has not been released, but according to a transcript published by ABC News, the president says, "Get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay? Do it." The existence of the reported tape is a potential problem for the White House. It shows the president may have lied repeatedly about his association with Mr. Parnas and Mr. Fruman. Here he is just a few weeks ago.
"I don't know, Parnas, other than I guess I had pictures taken, which I do with thousands of people, including people today that I didn't meet, but just met him. I don't know him at all, don't know what he's about, don't know where he comes from, know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax. It's a big hoax."
And this is from Davos as recently as Wednesday, the president insisting that Mr. Parnas, who's now facing criminal charges himself, is unknown to him.
"Lev Parnas has come forward and said that you knew everything that he was doing in..."
"Look, he's a con man.
Okay,
okay, ready?
So
let me answer
that's
that
not
one.
True?
I don't know him, okay, other than he's sort of like a groupie. He shows up at fundraisers. Okay, so I don't know anything about him."
The reported audio recording suggests that was a brazen lie. And while ambassadors all over the world serve at the pleasure of the U.S. president, it would be highly unusual for two private citizens to be told to take her out, as opposed to, say, telling the ambassador's boss, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, to remove her from Kiev. News of the tape's reported existence broke just as the top Democrat in the Senate, Charles Schumer, was holding a news conference.
"He says to a small group at the center, get rid of her. He starts saying, get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay? Your reaction?"
Well, I haven't seen that, so I wouldn't comment on that yet. But I can say the granularity of the description of the despicable treatment of this prized, wonderful public servant, Ambassador Yovanovitch, I think stuck in people's minds again."
He hurriedly ended the press conference and went off to confer with colleagues about the impact of the president's reported words on the trial. It certainly complicates the job the president's own lawyers will have tomorrow when they begin to present his defense. Before word of the tape emerged, White House lawyer Jay Sekulow said simply that he plans to argue that whatever the president's conduct, none of it has been impeachable.
"We've got lawyers that are going to be put forward when our side of the case goes that represents multiple schools of thought on what is and is not an impeachable offense. But they have one thing in common, that the actions alleged and the actions of the president do not reach that level, no matter which school of thought you're on. And we're not afraid to put out both of those schools of thought, because our position is you still have to meet basic fundamental constitutional obligations, and they haven't."
That could be a harder sell now. The existence of the reported tape breathes new life into last night's emotional appeal to Republican senators by Adam Schiff, the lead Democrat presenting the case for impeachment.
If right doesn't matter, we're lost. If the truth doesn't matter, we're lost. The framers couldn't protect us from ourselves if right and truth don't matter. And you know that what he did was not right. You can't trust this president to do what's right for this country. You can trust he will do what's right for Donald Trump. He'll do it now. He's done it before. He'll do it for the next several months. He'll do it in the election if he's allowed to. This is why, if you find him guilty, you must find that he should be removed. Because right matters. And the truth matters.
Stirring stuff, but there's been no evidence to suggest that so far it is moving the needle. Indeed, some Republican senators have been engaged in extraordinary efforts to prove to their constituents that they're not only unmoved by the Democrats' presentation, but also that they're not really paying any attention to it. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, who has questioned the patriotism of some of those national security officials who gave evidence during the House impeachment investigation, was asked last night on Fox News why she could be seen reading a pro-Trump book instead of listening to the trial at which she is supposedly an impartial juror.
I had Kim Strassel's book that is all about the resistance, and she has a great chapter in there about the act of obstruction. And that's what I was reading through. It is very relevant to what we're doing. You've seen other members that have books regarding different impeachments. Those are on their desk. There are other people that are working on clippings or reading. Everyone is spending their time well.
So don't forget to pack a couple of Agatha Christie's the next time you're called to do a bit of jury duty. CBS News is reporting that Senator Blackburn and her fellow Republicans have been told by the president's legal team that if they turn against Donald Trump at the trial, he will have their heads on a pike. In a normal court, that might be considered jury tampering, but none of this is normal. And with today's news of that reported tape recording, Republicans planning to acquit President Trump know their vote will be a hostage to fortune. Because, Eddie, who knows what might come out next?
Simon Marks reporting.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.